We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, I welcome Dr. Bob Holdsworth, who is the managing director for Decide Smart, and pretty objective in his analysis of things, especially post-election. There were a couple of things I wanted to chat with you about, Dr. Holdsworth, but the first is Kirk Showalter, who's been registrar in the city of Richmond for a long time. Gosh, I don't know how many years. My friends, which is not what I have to base things on, but they said that things moved very well, that it was a very smooth operation, or that was their perception with voting in the city of Richmond this year. And yet the election's over, and it seems like Democrats are gunning for her job. What am I missing here? What has happened that has made Democrats in the city so angry with her?
I think there are three sort of big instances that they're pointing to, John. Okay. In terms of the letter that they've written, both from the city and, I might add, from the state Democratic Party chair, Susan Swecker. And so what they point to is, one, they said that she was not expeditious in following sort of a new law that had been passed that said if you sent in an absentee ballot that was incomplete in some way or had a mistake, you had to give a voter the opportunity to cure that in 3 days. The Democrats wanted to see the list of those voters, which they had the right to, and basically they had to go to court to get it, and they said that she wasn't expeditious enough there. Secondly, they said that there were some mistakes that they didn't like during the tallying of the votes. In particular, there was, they missed 1,000 votes for a while, and they eventually allocated them correctly. In the 2nd District City Council race that Catherine Jordan eventually won. And then thirdly, they're arguing that she didn't take the appropriate precautions in this COVID-19 outbreak in their office. So that's what's happening. The Richmond Electoral Board says that they're going to conduct an investigation and see what's occurred. And in the meantime, of course, Senator Amanda Chase threw fuel on the fire by making what I consider to be an unsubstantiated claim that this simply has to do with race.
Well, it's an interesting, everything is racially tinged in the city of Richmond, I think. That's my opinion, observing it for a long time, that there's always some sort of conflict that kind of bubbles up around that. But the actual practical issues, is there...
I think we'll have to see how this quote-unquote investigation occurs. But what Kirk Showalter is arguing is what you said. She said, these are mistakes that, normally happen in a campaign. For example, the 1,000 votes. There were far more votes that got found in, during the process in the next couple of days after the election in Henrico County.
Yeah, right.
For example, than the votes that happened in the 2nd District. So she's basically saying that that's kind of the normal process that you discover when you sort of double check the numbers in an election, which every county and every locality does, in the hours and days following an election. Then secondly, she argues that, it's not her fault that, that there's nothing that was done about this COVID-19 situation that the employees are complaining about that really can be attributed to her actions there.
They weren't running around naked, kissing each other in that office. So I don't know what that seems almost tangential.
Yeah. So what happens here, John, remember that every electoral board in the state, every locality, has three members and two, and they're appointed by judges, but two of those, so there's one Republican, one Democrat, and then the third member is always a member of the majority of the party of the governor. So that's what you have in every county and every jurisdiction.
Can they remove her?
Yeah, they could. Yeah, see, every now and then, that's what would happen. Sometimes there's some tension between the majority party, on the district and the registrar, and they could remove her. It doesn't happen all that often. You will see, somebody was appointed during the time of a Republican governor, and now there have been Democratic governors for a while. Many times that registrar will be there for a long time. But on occasion, what I've seen in Virginia is that tensions do develop between the electoral board members and the registrar over certain kinds of issues, and you could see a removal under that situation.
Okay. Well, we'll just have to wait and see how that unfolds. I got to ask you your reaction this morning to the news last night. This is a national story, but Sidney Powell being, I don't know if it's disassociation from her or what, how you would characterize this press release from the Trump campaign saying Sidney Powell is practicing law on her own. She's not a part of the Trump team. She's not representing the president individually. And this is the woman who, in my opinion, did the best job of articulating the accusations, at least, of impropriety during the election during that press conference last week. What do you think is going on here?
Well, it's pretty clear, actually, what's going on that. Certainly she was on the legal team. This notion that she was never on there and that she's some kind of freelancer is almost ridiculous.
Right.
She was standing there at these press conferences with Rudy Giuliani, and she was being praised as part of the legal team. What happened, John, is that one of the accusations she raised was that there was a conspiracy in which Governor Kemp of Georgia was involved. And this is all Georgia related, because the last thing right now that the Republicans wanted, given the focus on these two Senate seats in Georgia, is to have somebody from the president's legal team suggesting that
the
Republican governor of Georgia has been in on the election fraud. I mean, and so
to benefit Democrats.
That was a bridge too far even for the Republicans and the Trump team to accept. So I think that's what's happening with the dissociation. It really is very specifically related to this kind of egregious charge he made about the governor of Georgia.
So we're less than 2 months from Inauguration Day, and the electors are meeting mid-December. Is this just over, or do you think that there really is legal room for the president to make arguments that there was cheating and something could break in his favor?
I think the legal room's about dead. I think the judge in Philadelphia was pretty adamant on, or in Pennsylvania was adamant on Saturday. Then you had the follow-up with Chris Christie yesterday calling the legal team a national embarrassment. So I think they're now down to the sort of 11th hour pitch about, directly to state legislative electors. And I doubt that that's going to work as well, John.
I mean, they just haven't. There are two courts. There's the court of law and the court of public opinion. And as much as I want to hold on and be a cheerleader and be supportive of my team, objectively, I have to say they just haven't presented material. They presented theories, but they haven't presented evidence that backs up what they're saying. I could totally believe that people cheated this year. Absolutely, I could believe it. But we got to be able to prove it, and it doesn't seem to me like that's happening.
Yeah, there are two issues. First is that issue that you have to come into court with absolute proof. You can't come in with a theory, and that's what these judges are saying. Many of them are Republican judges that, don't bring this stuff in here. And then secondly, even if you presented the proof, you would then have to have proof sufficient, you might say, to invalidate, as they've been asking for, hundreds of thousands and millions of ballots. And that's sort of the second issue, that even if you had proof, you'd have to have proof of a certain magnitude to invalidate a result. Let us say that in Michigan you have close to 150,000 vote difference. Very difficult to come in with proof of that level. Yeah. In Pennsylvania, 82,000. So that's what you would have to do as well. And at least at the moment, there hasn't been anything resembling that that has brought to the court. And you would think they would have brought their strongest cases first.
Yeah. Dr. Bob Holsworth with Decide Smart. I always appreciate the chance to talk to you. Thank you.
Hey, you have a good Thanksgiving, John. You take
you
care.
You too. Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.